This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Current Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters lost her bid for Secretary of State last night. The Republican ran on a campaign pushing baseless claims that the 2020 election results were fraudulent and faces felony charges for allegedly tampering with election machines. She took third place in the primary. Former Jefferson County Clerk Pam Anderson won the GOP nomination. She'll face current Secretary of State Jenna Griswold in November. Colorado Avalanche fans will descend on downtown Denver tomorrow morning for the team's Stanley Cup parade. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on how the festivities will impact traffic.
All of 17th Street is shutting down between Union Station and Broadway to make way for the team's parade, which kicks off at 10 a.m. The city's also closing down a section of Broadway near Civic Center Park. Parking will also be restricted, so the team suggests finding a spot away from the downtown core and walking to the festivities. Or you can take a bus or train. Most of the closures will last through noon on Thursday, but expect to see more pedestrians than usual through the evening. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The Waldo Canyon fire burned into Colorado Springs a decade ago. That wildfire and others in urban settings raised awareness of the threat of so-called ember assaults in suburban areas. Tony Chang leads the Colorado Forest Restoration Institute at Colorado State University in Fort Collins. He says if embers set one home on fire, it can spread quickly to other nearby structures.
Imagine a wall of outside of a house. It's basically a catcher's mitt for all these embers that are coming in from a fire.
He says homes need to be constructed so they survive embers piling up without igniting. This is CPR News.